Function is bringing the Latitude Festival to wherever you are.
You found a map to Mars.
Listen out for sets by Jessica Hoop, Polar Bear, and Eska from the Late Junction stage. Tomorrow and Thursday evening at 11 o'clock, with a small but perfectly formed programme on Wednesday at the later time of midnight. And if you miss us live, catch up online for 30 days. Late Junction at Latitude, here on BBC Radio 3.
And this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in HD sound online. 11 o'clock is the time now. Time for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz, presented, as always, by Jez Nelson.
That's the sound of a Scandinavian free jazz big band crammed into a barn on the Austro-Hungarian border. Where else would you hear that other than Jazz on 3? Welcome along. It's always been the mission of this programme to bring you the very best jazz music wherever it's from, wherever it's recorded. And there's just so much great stuff being recorded by European radio stations at festivals and special events across the continent. We've always tapped into it on this show. And we're going to be doing a bit more of that from now on, starting tonight with highlights from the Konfrontationen Festival in the far east of Austria. We have some beautiful late night listening coming up a little later from the Austrian trumpet player Franz Hautzinger, and more from this Swedish tour de force Fire Orchestra. They have an exclamation mark in their title, and you can certainly hear that in the music. They'll be blowing away some cobwebs in just a few moments' time. Also tonight, I'm going to be joined by the Austrian journalist Andreas Fellinger. He'll be getting us up to speed on the latest happenings on the Austrian scene, including some handmade techno, prepared piano and bass recorder music. First up, though, a reminder that the ticket ballot for our live BBC Introducing Showcase happening at the Manchester Jazz Festival at the end of this month closes tonight, Monday night at midnight. There is no time to waste. If you'd like to be there on the night to see and hear some of the brightest young British jazz talent in action, you can apply for tickets. It's a random draw. There's a link on the Jazz on 3 website. Go there now and sign up. And while you're doing that, here's a track from one of the four bands that will be appearing on the night. This is Cameron Vale and a piece called Trophy Wife.
We'll be right back.
That's a new British quartet called Cameron Vale, which I believe was the name of a character in the David Cronenberg movie Scanners. It features Miles Mering Spilsbury on saxophone and effects, George Burkett on guitar and effects, Sam Dutton-Taylor on electric bass and Finn Booth on drums. And that group will be performing alongside three other bands at our introducing showcase at the Manchester Jazz Festival, The Band on the Wall, on Friday the 31st of July. Get online now and apply for your tickets. If you'd like to hear some music by two of the other groups that will be appearing that we featured on this programme earlier in the year, they are Naria and Ashley Henry, the pianist. There are some clips still available on the Jazz on 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3/jazz on 3. Now, the jazz festival season is well and truly underway, and tonight's live music comes from one of Europe's longest running events, the Confrontationen Festival, held annually in Austria. And joining me on the line to talk to us about the Austrian scene is the journalist and editor of Freizeil magazine, Andreas Fellinger. Hi there, Andreas.
Hello.
I understand you like to be known as Felix, so we will call you Felix throughout.
Let's try this.
Okay. So, Confrontationen, is that how you say it, the name of this festival?
I would say it in the same way, Confrontationen.
Okay, yes. Good. It's held annually in Nickelsdorf, which is a village that's a kilometre away from the Hungarian border. I mean, I'll say now there's a lovely sort of introduction video about this festival, which we'll put on the Jazz on 3 website. Yeah. People can get a flavour of it. But what does the village bring to the festival? Because it has this sort of almost a kind of punky attitude, and there's a kind of anarchic feel to this festival, but also quite relaxed.
That's right. I think from the first time on, they focused on so-called free jazz and but also extended to other punky, noisy sorts of free music and improvised music. Another plus of this festival is that it's open air. So Hans Falb runs a restaurant in Nickelsdorf, and in the inner yard of this restaurant, the festival takes place. So it's very relaxed.
And we're going to hear some music from the festival a couple of years ago, which has just been made available to us. And the group we're going to start with, the Fire Orchestra, I think in some way looks like they sort of embody the spirit of the festival, because they say that their sound combines garage punk, electroacoustics and the noise of heavy industry. quite a sort of frightening concept in one way. Tell us about this group, because it's kind of almost like a free music supergroup, I guess.
Yes, it was developed by the brilliant Fire Trio of Mats Gustafsson. Mm-hmm. Which is a nice connect to Nickelsdorf, because Mats is living in Nickelsdorf since 3 years or so.
Oh, right.
Most of the members of the Fire Orchestra are from Sweden, and other ones, I think, Danish saxophone player. So, but it's in fact, it is a Scandinavian thing.
Okay, well, the British jazz journalist John Fordham wrote a review of this band and said they're an exciting throwback to giant crossover bands like Keith Tippett's Centipede. Uh-huh. Give us a sense of what we might listen out for in the music we're about to hear. That says it all, maybe.
think it's a lot of energy in it and a lot of fire without borders in thinking how to do it. It's just really hard stuff.
Okay, so I think if you're just tuning into this program, maybe for the first time, you've got to go with this music. You'll feel the kind of grooves emerging, and there's a sort of real passion at the heart of this. Elements of heavy rock, but there's a kind of almost spiritual feeling to what they do. So let's immerse ourselves for the next half an hour or so in the world of the Fire Orchestra, a 17-piece big band recorded at the Confrontationen Festival in Nickelsdorf back in 2013. Thank you.
Thank you. closet, in the closet. They stay untouched,
they stay unasked,
they
for.
Stay unasked.
It's
for.
Much too
it's
personal.
Much too personal.
The magnificent structure
exhibits
its
weakness.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Fire Orchestra, Fire with an exclamation mark, recorded at the Confrontationen Festival in Nickelsdorf back in 2013. A 17-piece big band put together by Mats Gustafsson. And all of the music in that gig was taken from their first album, which was called Exit, and that and the follow-up album Enter are on Runa Gramophone Records. And if you happen to be in Austria in August, they're going to be back at the Salfalden Festival, which takes place from the 27th to the 30th of August. And we've more music coming up from the Confrontationen Festival in around about 20 minutes' time, including improvised performance from the veteran Austrian trumpeter Franz Hautzinger in a group which includes the British pianist John Tilbury. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jazz Nelson. My guest on the line from Austria is Felix. He's the editor of the Freistil magazine. And Felix, Freistil translates as freestyle. Tell us a little bit about the magazine and also your tastes in music, which lean, I think, more to the avant-garde end of things.
Yes, it's focused on improvised music. People, we do portraits coming from free jazz area, other ones from new classical music, other ones from electronic music.
And Felix, we asked you to recommend some interesting music happening on the Austrian scene at the moment, and we've got four selections coming up. Introduce us to the first one. This is a band called Broken Heart Collector.
Yeah, that's one of the most interesting bands in Austria. Consists of a wonderful free rock trio called Bulbul, guitar, bass, drums, of Manfred Engelmeier. He calls himself Raumschiff Engelmeier. You know the term, Raumschiff?
No, tell us what that
is. flying through the universe, where astronauts sitting in.
Spaceship?
Spaceship.
Spaceship, right.
Spaceship Engelmeier.
Okay.
And they are, for Broken Heart Collector, extended by Maya Osojnik playing the flute and electronics and singing, and Susanna Gartmeier, a wonderful bass clarinet player. The Trio Bulbul is one of my favorite bands, and it's with Broken Heart Collector a completely other thing. It's more song orientated, and you have the balance between the two ladies and the three boys. This is also a quality of this band.
Okay, here they are, Broken Heart Collector on Interstellar Recordings, which is appropriate given the fact that the group features a spaceship, Engelmeyer. This is a piece called Ekig. I think you can tell that we're going to be hearing some very interesting music over the next 20 minutes or so, as chosen by my guest from Austria, the editor of Freistil magazine, Felix. That was his first choice, a group called Broken Heart Collector, and a piece called Ekig on Interstellar Recordings. And featured in that band was the bass clarinetist Susanna Gartmeier. And your next selection, Felix, is actually from her solo album. Yeah, it's a beautiful piece, this, actually. And she goes through a real kind of range of sounds during this four-minute piece.
Yeah, this is her solo debut. I have listened to her music since years, and I'm always fascinated by her wide range of expressions. She is also very brilliant in playing together with other musicians. She has really big ears.
Okay, well, we're going to hear her playing solo now, and this is a piece called UE. Susanna Gartmeier and UE from an album called AOUIE, which is out on God Records. The choice of Felix, who's the editor of Freistil magazine, a free music magazine in Austria, who's my guest tonight on Jazz on 3. We've music to come later on, more music from the Confrontationen festival. It happens annually in Austria, but for now Felix is choosing some of his current favourite recordings. And Felix, interesting that three of your four selections tonight feature female players in very prominent roles, solo recordings or members of bands. Sometimes here in the UK, women instrumentalists on the jazz scene struggle to get represented, or perhaps struggle to get the appreciation that they should get. Is that also true in Austria?
It's the same in Austria if we talk about jazz scene. But it's quite better in this improvising scene. There are a lot of very interesting and very good female musicians. For example, there's Cordula Böse, we have Angelica Castillo, we have Tanja Feichtmeier, brilliant saxophone player. We have Elisabeth Flunger, percussionist like nobody else, I think. Katharina Clement as well, piano and electronics. I don't know any other country here around where so many good female musicians can work.
That's interesting. So we're gonna hear something electronic now. We don't often play sort of techno on Jazz on 3, but there's definitely some sort of improvisation in this. They sort of describe themselves maybe as a homemade techno trio, Electro Guzzi. Tell us what they do here, because they sort of replicate the sounds of techno, but in real time, right?
Yeah, Electro Guzzi, playing with elements of techno, but playing it handmade. So Bernhard Breuer, very brilliant drummer, playing with Bernhard Hammer, guitar player, and bass player Jakob Schneiderwind. And the special thing on Electro Guzzi is, I think, this balance between repetition and small variations.
Okay, let's have a listen to a short excerpt from a tune called Atlas from Observatory. This is out on Macro Records. This is Electro Guzzi. That is Austrian pianist Ingrid Schmolina and a piece called Stampa from an album of prepared piano. The choice of my guest Felix, who is a journalist on the line from Austria. And yeah, tell us about Ingrid. Is that the form in which she normally works, prepared piano?
Yes, especially uses kind of wooden sticks, doing it into the piano. This is a very lyrical kind of piano playing, I think.
Okay, well, look, we're going to go back to the Confrontationen Festival now, and in a few minutes we've got music from the veteran Austrian trumpeter Franz Hautzinger with a quartet that includes UK piano player John Tilbury. But first, a short piece from another Austrian band. They're called Braz. Is that the correct pronunciation, Felix? Help me
Braz.
Out.
Braz. Braz.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about this group.
Braz is an invention of some guys from Upper Austria. And the most important of the band is Christian Gratt, calling himself Gigi. And Bratz is the more jazzy thing Gigi plays. He also is a great improviser. But in Bratz, they are relatively near to jazz, I think.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to this quartet, Bratz, and a piece called Large Mammals, recorded at the Confrontationen Festival back in 2013. That was Bratz and a piece called Large Mammals, a group led by the guitarist Gigi Grat, recorded at Confrontation. And we have our final performance from that Austrian festival coming up now, a group featuring an Austrian native, a trumpet player, Franz Hautzinger, with what you might call an all-star international improvising quartet. Felix is still with me. He's the editor of Freisel magazine in Austria, a magazine that covers free music. Felix, tell us about Franz Hausinger. He's been around for quite a while and one of the key figures on the Austrian scene.
On the one hand. On the other hand, he's maybe the greatest son of Nickelsdorf. He was born in Nickelsdorf.
Hmm.
And it's always interesting, especially since he was no more able to play in a normal way because of his lips were hurt. So he had to develop an electronical system for his quarter tone trumpet. And since then, his music changed in a very radical way.
And this is an international quartet, as I said. It features the bass player Rosemary Hagen, who's from Holland, and the British pianist John Tilbury, who people will know from the improvising trio AMM, but also a very sort of well-regarded contemporary classical player. So that's a really interesting combination. And the group finished off by a drummer we featured many, many times on this programme, someone who's worked exclusively with the likes of William Parker, and we heard him with John Dykeman earlier this year, and that's Hamid Drake. So really interesting quartet.
Yeah, and three people are playing with Franz for years, but in the first time together. And you can get a good image of what Franz is doing in this quartet.
Okay, well, it feels appropriate that we finish this selection of music from the Confrontation Festival with, I guess, one of the most established players of the Austrian free scene, that is Franz Hautzinger, in this quartet with John Tilbury, Rosemary Hagen and Hamid Drake. Thank you very much, Felix, for being my guest tonight on Jazz on 3 and introducing us to some of the kind of wilder side of the Austrian music scene.
Thank you for inviting me. It was very fun.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's hear Franz Hautzinger and his quartet recorded at the Confrontation Festival.
Thank you.
four people playing music together for the very first time. Hamid Drake on drums, Rosemary Heggen on bass, John Tilbury on piano, and Franz Hautzinger on trumpet. That quartet recorded at the Confrontationen Festival in Nickelsdorf in 2013. And thanks again to Felix for being my guest tonight on Jazz on 3. Join me again next week for free improvisation of a very different kind. One of the hippest drummers around, Mark Giuliano. You may remember hearing him in concert with Brad Meldow on this programme a couple of years ago. Well, this time we have him in an exclusive and totally improvised session with the UK saxophonist and clarinet player Shabaka Hutchins, playing together for the very first time in the Jazz on 3 studios. It's an excellent session. Do tune in for that next Monday night at 11 o'clock. Thank you very much to my producer Chris Elkham. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3, and I'm going to leave you with just a tiny taster of what to expect from Mark Giuliano and Shabaka Hutchins next week here on Jazz on 3. From me, Jez Nelson, good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina.